Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Slaughter. Jesus came for you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not about to miss my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Feeding on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. Truth, hate kill Jesus, but love raising him up. Always worried about what man is doing and God I trust. I forgot you shook, shocked, and you scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, the God is above me.
That's what
he is. He is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous ones. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a sale, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, he tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offered the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith in Christ. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Something keeps pulling me back.
I turn my back on my ministry and then abandon my post. I was convicted, can you picture the face of the host? Family looking at me like I'm crazy. The kids was like, what's wrong with dad lately? Man, he's zoned out. I went the other route. The crash collision with mastered wisdom. It's like the depths of the sin just hit them. I'm living life with these habits, living lavish. Feeling for the paper, the scratch, thriller, the cabbage. Sauna lifting weights like a savage. Couldn't tell me nothing. 50-pound curls with my West Coast playlist. And you don't play with Gerard Jr. in my dark season. Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ. I need your healing, cause everything that you taught me to dismantle has now become a temptation I don't think I can handle. And if I go that way, the soul taken by Satan vandals, the witch was setting meetings with dark spirits and candles. Oh no,
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back. Swimming in a sea of sins in my past. I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Inside the furnace, I'll rise. Yeah, consumed by conviction. Actions is the opposite. Prayers in the closet. Any topic was the offering. Ignited, got my balance back. Excited demons know I'm strapped. Got hit for evil sin spirits drifting back. Powerful messenger Christ. Dominance all on the mic. Razor edge pit bull on Satan. He full of fright. Jesus my trainer. Lucifer, he don't wanna fight. Bleeding out that blood of Christ. Never was the anxious type. Healed cause he bore the stripes. War Jesus paid the price. Love, faith, and tolerance. Even when they think they right, it ain't too many left. I hope that he keep in mind. Thankful for many breaths. Even living in these times. Eyes on the promise. We peep the product while they drinking cups of Lucifer's vomit. We turning up sideways. Watch us.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Swimming in a sea of sins in my past.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
We're all getting changed, and I'm not found.
Yeah,
no more.
Kingdom moves and prophecy. Got it lock and key, thinking Christians blind, and we never thinking logically. I don't move defensive with it, full trust inside of Jesus. Today see him coming in the clouds, tell me who believe it. Rap skills really nervous, God touch set to flourish. Love us and they hate us, but I promise you they can't ignore us. Gospel rapping taking over, game given to the soldier. Never selling out, we'll crush Satan until this thing is over. Rest in heaven, ill bill, real brothers in the field. Mark and Mike, I love you, cause truth be told you stay real. Jason, you my brother, homie. Paul with the newborn, hustled off the futon, now flexing in his new home. This is what I mean, man. Jesus make us new creatures. Focus on the kingdom instead of fighting over song features. Witness to the truth, in and out the rap booth. Hell is not for me, and I'm praying that it's not for you.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back. Trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
We're all getting changed, and I'm not found. No more,
on the beat, boy.
Man, I know we all fall down. I'm wondering how much too much. Stumble on the same life, not new stuff. I just wanna get up and stay off the ground. They say you win some, lose some. If I had it my way, I wouldn't lose none. He did not make me a loser. What happened when this thing get repetitive? All week I've been getting hella wins. Last night, thank God for deliverance. Just woke up and took a elegant. I know that God got the medicine. I gotta let it in. I gotta. But what if I never win? What if I never win? I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling. But yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling. No, I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling on you. How many times can I keep slipping? I need a reconditioned mind. Could it be an addiction I have? And who gets to choose where to draw the line? I just wanna be obedient, God. Grace and mercy, I'm in need of it, God. I believe it if you speak into God. But could you help my unbelief in it, God? And I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me here beaten, scarred. Complete what you started in me, I'ma need you to keep me, Lord.
supposed to have the victory? Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you'll do this for me. Cause I keep falling, I keep falling, but yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling, just know I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling.
Yo, yo, hey, I had a dream of being a king floating. I woke up in need of a sling with wings broken. I'm trying to break this thing open and move with a keen motion. Like a submarine through a blue-green ocean. My devotion to keep coasting got me quoting things potent as the beam that these fiends smoking. And the door might shut and never spring open. So if your life's rough, you better bring lotion. The game will harm you brutally, I charm you musically so beautifully they pharmaceutically approve of me. And I wrote the eulogy for jewelry, cause people dying in these mines so we can shine ain't cool to me. Targets of the lust, I wonder why they even writing articles on us if we just particles of dust, deceived by the lies of the evil. And I would rather die with the eagles than fly with the seagulls,
yeah, for real.
I just wanna touch the sky. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky,
yeah.
Oh, I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be.
And I was lied to as a youth. I learned it's the truth that defines fools. We all die here, some time rules. My crown jewels is the wisdom I receive from the text. Proverbs is God's word for the people elect to have their eyes open. The bride's approaching with a white dress. Pure hearted, a church that fights flesh to receive the full benefits of Christ's death. You must surrender and submit like yes. 39 stripes as they rip thy flesh. You wept in the midnight, I give my best. Then you give thy breath to forgive my debts. These hit by crests wanna switch right left. They worship in the nation in the face of a man. I'm worshiping the maker, he created the land. It's all his, Yeshua is the drawbridge. We are raw twigs, yet connected to the vine. We can all live,
yeah. I just wanna touch the sky. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky, yo.
Yeah,
I heard that's where you are,
for
so
real.
That's where I wanna be.
I started in John and then I dabbled in Hebrew. Words so deep you need a paddle to read through. Getting sharp as the cap of a steeple. Seeing it's a very thin line between cattle and people. This is art, so I'm grabbing the easel. I wanna see the Lord just as bad as Ezekiel. Real talk, ill thoughts, but I still walk toward the sparkle in your eye. Though it's hard for me to fly like a steel hawk. My mind still stained by the game, homie. Slain cronies are to blame while I remain lonely. I dip winking in the hip linking. I lost most my sick thinking when I quit drinking, for real. Yeah, I'm trying to flee from under hell. If Christ came now, could I be among the 12? I get involved before I see my brother fell. I did it all, and I never want to see another cell. I wanna,
I just wanna touch the sky. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be. Touch the sky, yo. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky.
Touch the sky, oh, oh.
I heard
Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm. Mic check 1-2-1-2. You are now tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, we in the building. Today, we on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you. You right there. Do you have faith in God? Do you know how to work your faith in God? We must hear and do. We must hear and do what God says. Hey, scratch the record, please. Yeah, that's important there. Do you have your faith in God? Do you know how to work your faith in God? Hear and do what God says. You got to hear what God is saying. You got to do what God is saying. That's what makes this work. His word is a lamp unto our feet while we walking in life. And a light unto our path. You can see in that darkness when you got that lamp, when you got that light. His word is a lamp unto our feet. And the light unto our path. This is When Hip Hop Christ, and we appreciate you tuning in. Yes, again, I repeat, don't just hear what God is saying. Put it into action. Yeah, do not. Don't just hear what God is saying. Put it into action. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. The scriptures for today, part 1, 2 Kings, chapter number 1. So we're starting another book. 2 Kings, chapter number 1 will be part 1, and you can go ahead and turn there and wait for me, and I'll meet you over there in a few. Part 2 will be Jeremiah, chapter 40, still up in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, chapter 40, for part 2. Part 3 will be Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21 for part 3. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for keeping us protected from day to day during this summer, Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, on this earth as it is in heaven, as well as in our lives. Father, you have your way as we continue to get to know you more, submit to you more, and obey you more, Father. Have your way. Yeah, get more glory from our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for your scriptures. Yeah, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let us follow your word, Father. Let us make us hearers and doers of your word. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures and your spirit of truth teaching us and leading us and guiding us into all of the truth. So just continue to have your way, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' almighty name. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. For sure. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we on the Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. I'm your homie, Oasis. Catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's what we're doing now. And Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Join us live if you want to, if you can. You know what I'm talking about? Or you can listen anytime. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and tune in. You know what I'm talking about? Much love to you. Also, got those free newsletters on deck if you want those. Just hit us up with hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Put newsletter in the subject line. You know what I'm talking about? Let me know you're interested in the newsletter. All right? When hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. For sure. We ready. So, part one, let's get into it. Second Kings, starting a new book here. Second Kings, chapter one. Second Kings, chapter number one. Now, before we get into it, let me read a little bit of this introduction, because First Kings was reading about the kings, you know what I'm saying? From Saul to David, and we got a little bit of Elijah up through there. He was a prophet, though. You know what I'm saying? Samuel, I believe he was up through there, too. So the book of Second Kings continues the drama that was begun in First Kings, the tragic history of two nations on a collision course with captivity. Two nations on a collision course with captivity. All right, the author systematically traces the reigning monarchs of Israel and Judah, first by carrying one nation's history forward, then retracting the same period for the other nation. So 19 consecutive evil kings rule in Israel. Y'all see that? 19 consecutive, 19 back-to-back leaders, kings right here. Evil kings, let me say it right, rule in Israel, leading to the captivity by Assyria. And then it says, where godly kings occasionally emerge to reform the evils of their predecessors. So we're going to be seeing that. God raised somebody up to get his people back on track. But his people, they were tripping. So in the end, however, sin outweighs righteousness. See what I'm saying? And Judah is marched off to Babylon. They rather choose sin. They rather choose evil, because their deeds are evil, instead of coming over here and getting with the Creator and the Father. Yeah, get Jesus. That's right. Get this Jesus. So, yeah, we ready. So, we're just going to start off with Second Kings, chapter number one. Second Kings, chapter number one, verse number one. It says, Moab rebelled against Israel, after the death of Ahab. Now, Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured. So he fell, Ahaziah fell, injured himself. So he sent messengers and said to them, go inquire of Baal-zebub. Y'all see that? Baal-zebub. Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, little G-O-D, all right, whether I shall recover from this injury. But, verse 3 says, the angel of the Lord, so you ain't even going to God, but it says, but the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, remember Elijah, the one that called all them false prophets out? You know, told them to call on their god, and whoever, he going to call on his god, and whoever God answered by fire, that's the God, and he waited out there and all that for, you know, about half of the day. They was calling on their God. They started cutting themselves and all that. And their God, they never show up. But this is Elijah. He's back. So verse 3, 2 Kings chapter 1. Verse 3 says, but the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say to them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. You ain't going to him. You going somewhere else. You shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So Elijah departed. Yeah, he giving those words back to Uzziah, which fell in verse 2. Fell through his upper chamber and hurt himself. So God said, you ain't going to recover. You're going to be in your bed and you're going to die. All right, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So Elijah departed. Verse 5. Second Kings chapter 1, verse 5 says, "And when the messengers returned to him, he said to them, 'Why have you come back?' So they said to him, 'A man came up to meet us and said to us, Go return to the king who sent you and say to him, Thus says the Lord.'" Yeah, he's the Lord over every king. You know what I'm talking about? "Thus says the Lord." Yeah, he's the Lord of every small little G-O-D-S. Yeah. "But this is what the Lord says. Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die." Then he said to him, "What kind of man was it who came up to meet you and told you these words?" He can't believe it, huh? Verse 8, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 8. "So they answered him, 'A hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist.' And he said, 'It is Elijah the Tishbite.'" That sounds like how John the Baptist was too. Hairy with a leather belt around him and in the wilderness. All right, verse 9 says, "Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men. So he went up to him, and there he was sitting on the top of a hill, and he spoke to him, 'Man of God, the king has said, come now.'" Man of God, the king has said, come down. Let's see what's going to happen here. Verse 10 says, "So Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, 'If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men.' And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Now see, Elijah, that's the one right there. You gotta get your faith from the Bible. This was a regular man who just happened to get to know God. That's what we do Bible study for, so we can get to know God. That's why we spend time with God, get to know God. Now, Elijah didn't play. Look at this. "If I am a man of God," let's go back and see what Elijah was. He's a bad man. Look at him. He about God business, though. Verse 10, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 10 says, "So Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, 'If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men.' And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men, and his 50. Elijah. Boy, they're bad. They don't play that crap. I'm talking about, he said it wasn't going to rain for 3 years, and it ain't rained for 3 years. You see what just happened? "If I'm a man of God, let fire come down, consume you and your 50. And that's what happened. Fire came down, burnt up him and his 50 men. Verse 11, wow. And this is a man of God, okay? This is a man with faith in God. Mm-hmm. This ain't no man that's made by Christianity. Yeah. This is a man made by God, ordained by God. All right. Second Kings, chapter 1. Verse 11 says, "Then he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50 men. And he answered and said to him, 'Man of God, thus as the king said, come down quickly.' So Elijah answered and said to them, 'If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men.' And the fire of God," that's what my Bible says. What you want to say? The fire of God. Okay, all right. "And the fire of God came down from heaven." Came what? Came down from heaven on earth and consumed him and his 50. I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Get your faith from this word. You see, Elijah got faith in God like that. Okay. Yeah, you can use your faith in God too. And take the limits off of it. How bad do you want it? How bad you want to please God? How bad you want God to use you? Mm-hmm. How bad you want him to express his love through you to others? Verse 13, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 13 says, "Again he sent a third captain of 50 with his 50 men." He ain't got enough yet? He ain't got the message?
He done told him in the beginning, before all these men died. So, and the third captain of 50, it's about 159. The third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah. Uh-oh. He's going to do things a little bit different. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So, hold on. So, Elijah answered and said, okay, I'm sorry. Again, verse 13. Let's go. Verse 13. 2 Kings chapter 1. Verse 13 says, again, he sent a third captain of the, a third captain of 50. With his 50 men. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and pleaded with him and said to him, man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Begging the man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Look, fire has come down from heaven and burned up the first two captains of 50s and their 50s. But let my life now be precious in your sight. Verse 15 says, and the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him. The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. Go down with him. He did stuff a little different anyway. So go down with him. Don't be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. Now you see, he ain't moving until God telling him to move, though. And that's what we have to be on. Don't move until God tells you to move. Don't say it until God tells you to say it. Or don't say it unless God tells you to say it. Yeah. Got to do things God's way. 2 Kings, chapter 1. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right, so 2 Kings, chapter number 1, verse 15 again, it says, and the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him, do not be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. Then he said to him, thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? Y'all forgot about the God. Inquire of his word. Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So, Ahaziah died according to the word of the Lord. See, people don't realize, just because they don't believe it, just because they don't read it, they don't want to hear it, don't mean that the word of the Lord is going to change. The word of the Lord is going to happen. It's going to happen according to the word of the Lord, just like it did right here. So Uzziah died according to the word of the Lord. It's blessings for your life according to the word of the Lord, if you obey. It's cursings on your life according to the word of the Lord if you don't believe in Jesus. It's blessings if you do believe in Jesus. All right? So, according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken, because he had no son, Jehoram became king in his place. In the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Chronicles comes next after 2 Kings. 1 and 2 Chronicles will be there. And that's the, they give a whole bloodline of the people, the kings, leaders, yeah, ancestors and all that. And it go into a little bit more details of some of these kings' stories in here. Okay? So, yeah. We in 2 Kings, chapter 1. We finished that. All right? So, we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. And we on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. When we come back, we're going to jump into part 2, which will be Jeremiah, chapter 40.
Yeah, Jeremiah chapter 40, when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we on this Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows, you cannot hide me. My king will fight. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Since death died, wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point. Next slide. Yeah. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny, I see no enemy. Gotta, nobody like him, and I gotta like him. Every kind of rival got him by the bridle. Put it on the Bible, I'm an autopilot. Oh,
shadow of the Almighty, before me and behind me. Your war is for me forever. Hey.
Could claim anything and they can't say nothing. So hard and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something.
Uh-huh.
Can't nobody tell bro nothing.
Uh-huh.
But talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA jam on fire, deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. But it won't, too cold, I'm sleeping up. Why be ashamed? We seen enough.
Yeah.
He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up.
Yeah.
Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm told. He bought my soul. He picked us like it, did he even know?
Yeah.
Celebration, best win.
Yeah.
We got grace, we resting.
Yeah.
Made a groom, we stepped in. Now every day's a reception.
Yeah.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie.
Still unashamed.
Yeah. On the mic, I might justify, oh my.
Still unashamed.
Yeah.
head down, what we got so high they try.
Still unashamed.
Woo. Love what we got here, glad that we got here, now won't die. Ain't a click back, sit back, been a long way. Just say, just say 116 round.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is. Ain't a click back, sit back, been a long way. Just say, just say 116 round.
Unashamed, why we still running, man? Hundred long, unaffected, we still unaffected. I get it like underlay, underlay. No, no, we cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why they killers sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known us on the riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't old. In your hood, out in Texas, where we rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics all keys to my knees and the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking, and I'm still lit, so you can't burn me. Man, I'm so determined, yeah, you can't deter me. I'm still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my guy, no lie. Still unashamed. On the mic, I might disappear, oh my. Still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Head down what we got so high they try. Still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Love what we got here, glad that we got here, now I won't die. Ain't a click back, click back, been a long way. Just stay, 116 round. You know what it is. Ain't a click back, click back, been a long way. Just stay, 116 round.
Yep, so.
Still unashamed. In the game, you can be unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get the greatest, it's really strange. Cause you'll be on the D-list if you wanna talk about Jesus. Boy, I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret, like they do they sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you here right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Taste the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Let me get a room through the bed right now. Put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, count this communion. Guess I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our names. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't take paper and trade it for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Now guilty's the picture, you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yeah, I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yes, sir. 116.
Yeah, in the building. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. We appreciate you tuning in this episode right here. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. First part, we finished that already. That was 2 Kings chapter 1. All right. Oh, Elijah was a bad boy, ain't he? Wow. Part 2, though. Jeremiah chapter 40. Let's go there. Jeremiah chapter number 40. Let's get it. Yup. But God, he got my back. Jeremiah chapter 40. We start at verse 1. Jeremiah chapter number 40. Give you a few more seconds to get there. I'm starting at verse number 1. Jeremiah chapter 40. Verse 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah. When he had taken him bound in chains among all who were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. That's a lot of stuff in that verse, ain't it? Yeah. So the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. All right. Verse 2 says, and the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, the Lord your God has pronounced this doom on this place. Now the Lord has brought it and has done just as he said, because you people have sinned against the Lord and not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you. Verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 40 says, and now look, I free you this day from the chains that were on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look after you. But if it seems wrong for you to come with me to Babylon, remain here. See, all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there. Now, you looking for direction? Huh? See how God talking to Jeremiah through this man? He talking to us through his word, too. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there, because I'm freeing you this day. Word of the Lord coming to Jeremiah. All right, so go wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go. Go there. Verse 5 says, now while Jeremiah had not yet gone back, Nebuzaradan said, go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people. So he wanted to send him to the governor. Or go wherever it seems convenient for you to go. So the captain of the guard gave him rations and a gift and let him go. Jeremiah, finally getting free, gave him some rations with it and a gift. Rations like some little money or what have you, take care of his little needs or what have you. I gave him rations and a gift and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people who were left in the land. And when all the captains of the armies were in the fields, they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed to him men, women, children, and the poorest of the land, who had not been carried away captive to Babylon. So those were his citizens, men, women, children, and the poorest of the land. Verse 8 says, then they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, Johanan, and Jonathan, the son of Kareah, Sariah, the son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephai, the Nephthophite, and Jezaniah, the son of Micaithite, boy, they and their men. Verse 9 says, and Gedaliah, hold on, getting through these names. Wow. All right, so hold on. We're in Jeremiah chapter number 40. Verse number 9 says, and Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, took an oath before them and their men, saying, do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. Sounds like what God had told them, man, in one of those previous chapters or something. Few of those chapters over. All right, let's keep reading, though. We're in Jeremiah chapter 40. Verse 10 says, as for me, I will indeed dwell at Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans who come to us. But you gather wine and summer fruit and oil, put them in your vessels and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Verse 11 says, likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab among the Ammonites in Edom and who were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, the son of Shaphan, then all the Jews returned out of all places where they had been driven and came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah at Mizpah and gathered wine and summer fruit in abundance. Gathering wine and summer fruit in abundance. Abundance going on here. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Do you certainly know Balis, the king of the Amorites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to murder you?" But Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah in Mizpah, saying, "Let me go, please, and I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he murder you, so that all the Jews who are gathered to you would be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish?" But Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, "You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely concerning Ishmael." Wow. So he didn't believe them. And then we're going to keep reading the next time and find out what happened to Ishmael. And then what happened to Gedaliah? Ishmael, was it was it a warning, or was it just something that Gedaliah just needed to dismiss? Or did Ishmael really roll up on him and kill him? You know what I'm saying? You can keep reading if you want to, but we'll continue that next time on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, when we come back from this praise break here, we're going to get into part number 3, which will be Matthew chapter 21. Yeah, Matthew chapter 21. And sometimes these chapters go together. You see what I'm saying? However, these Bible studies go together, too. So, yeah, like I said, you can keep reading to see if you want to. But we'll go over it next time together and see how that story going to go or end or what have you. All right? This is with Hip Hop Mr. Christ. We're on the Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. I'm your homie, Oasis. And when we come back, part 3, Matthew chapter 21. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am.
Get on.
Here we go again, circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. But we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Times on the radio, Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging, and Donatella probably never heard your ever. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater, but I know these people greater than the songs they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitating, and everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is, for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper, now you 12 years later. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a double cup and a seizure? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again, circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Talking bread like we at the Last Supper, throwing money at these women, make it rain in the storm.
kids away from mama. Don't talk about your homie in the trauma, cause he shot him. Or what about your young boy messing up the product? They don't talk about the fine money that they ain't have. And everybody snitch on everybody in the jam. They don't talk about the pain, they don't talk about the struggle. How they turned to the Lord when they ran into trouble. I'ma talk about it. I don't care if the world tries to follow me. I turn my back to them, tell them all follow me. I know you gon' label me a hater, but inside you are greater than the songs you create, mate. Here we go again, circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before, but we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Money we can get from selling poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be, man. We need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
For God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid of the path he's made. For the courage you need, he'll provide. Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near. But you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe. But you gotta live in faith over fear. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Live in your fullest potential in faith over fear. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Know that God. I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith. Keep on living, live, live, oh, just keep on living, live, live,
spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
They're right. Hallelujah. Yeah, faith over fear, faith in God, over fear of the enemy. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Excuse me. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Hip Hop Bible Study. Love, buddy. All right. Be ready for part number 3. In case you're just tuning in, part 1 was 2 Kings chapter 1. 2 Kings chapter 1. That was part number 1 for this Bible study right here. Part 2 was Jeremiah chapter 40. Jeremiah chapter 40. And part 3, we're going there now, which will be Matthew chapter 21. So let's get it. Matthew chapter 21. Again, we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, a.k.a. a follower of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? A.k.a. a born-again believer. Yeah, of God. Born again of God, believer. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Starting at verse number 1. All right, Matthew chapter 21. Give me a few more seconds to get there. Matthew chapter 21. Verse 1 says, now when they drew near Jerusalem, they came near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 disciples. Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey, or jackass, right? You will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. C-O-L-T, that's the baby donkey. All right, loose them and bring them to me. Getting specific instructions from Jesus. All right. It's going to be a donkey over there. When you get in the next village, it's going to be a donkey. And it's going to be a colt, a baby. Bring them, loose them, and bring them to me. Verse 3. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. All right. And that could be your reply. Be our reply. But we don't go everywhere people want us to go. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The Lord has need of me. All right? That's why I can't go with you. Because the Lord need me over here to go do something else. You know what I'm talking about? So if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. Verse 4, all this was done that it might be fulfilled with which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly, and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey, the baby. Verse 6 says, so, yeah, that's how humble Jesus came in, riding in the pinto, and not a Bentley. Mm-hmm. He's lowly. Yeah, he's humble. He's sitting on a donkey, not even a big horse. Check it out. A colt, not even a donkey, but the colt. That's how humble he is, a colt, the baby, the foil of a donkey. Verse 6, yeah, and still, he's the king of kings now. Verse 6 says, but he don't flaunt it. That's all. He ain't got to flaunt it like that. He's not arrogant. Verse 6 says, so the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. That's what disciples do. We do what Jesus tells us to do. They brought the donkey and the colt laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude, a big crowd, spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who were before and those who followed cried out, saying, so it's a celebration going on here, giving Jesus the red carpet treatment, right? But they not rich like Hollywood. They poor. So they cut down branches and they spread their own clothes on the road, right? And this is what they started saying. Great crowds now. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is a celebration. Hosanna in the highest. It's a high praise there. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yeah, that goes for Jesus. That goes for us who follow Jesus. We are blessed. We're coming in the name of the Lord. Verse 10 says, and when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? The whole city moved. Moved, man. What he got there? Because there was already great crowds, big multitude, spreading their clothes and celebrating on the road. Right? So the city was moved, saying, who is this? Verse 11 says, so the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Verse 12 says, then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money. Yeah, turning tables over. Look at Jesus. Yeah, look at Jesus. Jesus went into the temple of God. Yeah, imagine somebody going to the church like this now, huh? Jesus went into the temple of God. You ain't got to imagine because Jesus coming. He drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, turning over their tables and they kicking over their chairs. You know what I'm saying? Verse 13 says, and this is why he did this. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Coming in here with all this selling and changing over money and all this stuff like that. It's a house of prayer, man. What's wrong with y'all? Verse 14 says, then the blind and the lame came to him. The blind came to Jesus. The lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. He did what? He healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, when the chief priests, yeah, the ones that's in the leadership position, right, and the scribes, they saw the wonderful things that he did. Yeah. And the children cried out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were indignant. Yeah, they real mad because the children crying out. And they said to him in verse 16, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, see, he didn't just have his mouth closed. Not all the time. He replied right back to them, do you hear what these are saying? Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes? And look how Jesus replied. He using that word on them. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants? You have perfected praise. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. He stayed out there. You know what I'm talking about? All right, we're in verse number 18, Matthew chapter 21. Verse 18 says, and now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. Yeah, Jesus was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves. Wow. And said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Sound like Elijah right there. He done cursed the tree. Let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately, the fig tree withered away. See what kind of power we got in us, man? See, the thing is, we don't realize that. We don't be knowing, and we don't believe we got that kind of power, but that's why we need this word. Get to know God. The same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is in everyone that believes in Jesus. Yeah, the almighty power of God. The power of the almighty God. Right? In Matthew chapter 21. Verse 20 says, and when the disciples saw it, when they saw him curse the fig tree, right? When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? Because immediately, he said, no fruit, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And immediately the fig tree withered away in front of the disciples too. They saw it. How did it go away so soon? Verse 21 says, so Jesus answered and said to them, surely I say to you, this is what Jesus is saying to you. This is what Jesus is saying to me. He said it to them back then, and it's still relevant to us. All right? Surely I say to you, if you have faith in God, right, and do not doubt. Y'all see this? You got to have faith with no doubting in it. No doubting. All faith. Do you know what God can do with all faith? That's why you got to starve your doubts. You got to kill your doubts. You got to put all doubts out when it comes to God. And you got to have faith. Yeah, all faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith, it must be possible to please him. So, surely, Jesus is telling us here in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, truly, I say to you, verily, verily, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, because Elijah was on this type of stuff, and Elijah didn't doubt God. That's why stuff was happening like that for Elijah. Yeah, Jesus didn't doubt God. That's why stuff happened like that for Jesus too. And if you, when we stop doubting God, then stuff like this going to happen for us too. So surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, that go for a physical mountain, that go for a spiritual mountain in your life too. If you say to this mountain, you got some big problems in your way. Big heavy problem, right? Won't move. Also, if you say to this mountain, say something to it. Say, be removed and cast. Be removed and be cast into the sea. It will be done. But you got to have faith and no doubt. And whatever things you ask in prayer, when you asking in prayer, you got to believe what you're praying for. Believing you will receive. So whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. Yeah, because God teaches us how to pray. And we're going to start praying according to his will. We're going to start believing what he says. And we're going to continue to do it too. Believing what he says, taking his word over everybody else's word, taking his word over our circumstances and situations. You know what I'm talking about? He's the Lord, always. He's the Lord over everything and over everybody. Have faith and stop doubting. Mm-hmm. Have faith in God. Stop doubting God. Believe whatever this word says. Jesus is talking to us, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Yeah. And if it's good for you, God ain't about to hold it back from you. Now, verse 23 says, now when he came into the temple, the chief priests, you got some folks that at the top that be trying to stop you, right? They think they're at the top, but you got somebody that overrides them. They go over the top. You know what I'm talking about? Now, when he came into the temple, the chief priests, yeah, they got some high ranks. The elders of the people and the elders. So it's the chief priests and the elders of the people, the old folks, senior citizens, them older ones, huh? Confronted him. They confronting Jesus, though. Something wrong with them. The chief priests and the elders, they rolling up on Jesus, confronting him as he was teaching, too. And said, by what authority are you doing these things while he's teaching y'all asking this? See what I'm saying? Jealousy and envy all up in them. And pride, too. Don't disrespect Jesus. By what authority are you doing these things is what they ask. And who gave you this authority? Verse 24. Who they messing with? But Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing. See how Jesus was not quiet right here? He was not quiet. He responded again before this. Y'all see that, right? So it's a time to open your mouth, and it's a time to be quiet, too. But for the most part, Jesus was, he was on defense. He was offending them because he was defending the kingdom. So he was offending those who want to stay in the kingdom of darkness, which really ain't no kingdom at all, man. Copycat. All right? So, Matthew chapter 21, verse 24, but Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. Verse 25 says, the baptism of John, where was it from? He asking them, where was the baptism of John from? From heaven or from men? Was he ordained by God or was he ordained by men? Uh-huh. Are you ordained by God or are you ordained by men? Got your little degrees from, you know, seminary. My bad. Your fault. Yeah, I said it. From heaven or from men, though. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the multitude. People going to get us. For all count John as a prophet. Verse 27 says, so they answered Jesus and said, we do not know. They lied. They answered Jesus, we do not know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you. See, he knew that. Remember, go back up to verse 24 when Jesus said, I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me. He already knew they wasn't going to tell him. If you tell me, then I will likewise tell you by what authority. He already knew it. He knew they wasn't going to tell him. And he knew they were going to say, we don't know. They're going to reason among themselves. So that's why in verse 27, Jesus said, neither will I tell you. I ain't telling you either then. You ain't going to tell me. I ain't going to tell you either. By what authority I do these things. Yeah, you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You see what I'm saying? God is on your side. Let him prove it. You know what I'm saying? He's alive. You just keep your faith in him. All right? Through it all. Verse 28 says, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Came to the eldest and said, go work in my vineyard. All right? Got two sons. Verse 29 says, he answered and said, I will not. He bucking, huh? I'm not going in there. But afterward, he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go. Look at the second one. Mm-hmm. He answered and said, I'll go, but he didn't even go. The elder said, I will not go, but afterward regretted it and changed his mind and went. Verse 31 says, which of the two did the will of his father? Which of the two did the will of his father? And that's what this is about. Are you doing the will of your father? Or are you doing just what you want to do? So which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. That's a harsh saying, ain't it? Tax collectors, you know, take too much from the taxes, right? And harlots, that's the prostitutes, enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you, right, in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. He talking to them, all right? Them chief priests and elders, right? Talking to them, all right? So John came to you in the way of righteousness. John came the right way, in the way of righteousness. And you did not believe him, John the Baptist. You didn't believe him, but tax collectors and harlots believed him. That's why they make it in first, before them. Because they believed. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So tax collectors who believed, harlots who believed, right, in him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe. You're so stubborn. When you see in them repenting, you still won't repent and believe. Verse 33 says, hear another parable. Yeah, Jesus ain't finished with them. There was a certain landowner, somebody who owns it, somebody who owns the land, right, who planted a vineyard, a landowner, an earth owner, who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it and dug a wine press in it, built a tower, and he leased it. He what? He leased it, rented it out to vine dressers, and went into a far country. He leased it out. They acting like it's theirs now. He leased the earth out to them. They acting like it's theirs. He leased it out and went to a far country. Yeah, Jesus talking through a parable about God. What's really going on? Verse 34 says, now when vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive his fruit. Remember, it's his. They leased it out. And he sent some of his servants to collect from it. Right? From what's already his. He sent his servants to collect from it. And these ones that he leased it out to. Verse 35 says, and the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. You don't even own it. But this is what you're doing. Beating one, killing one, stoning another. You don't even own the earth, but you want to kill a life. Yeah, in the name of the police. And what they call the Justice Department, y'all want to kill a life. You want to kill a life, another life over here with the abortions, man. Y'all want to kill lives, innocent blood, because of something that you're doing. Beat one, kill one, and stone another. Verse 36 says, again, he sent other servants more than the first. And they did likewise to them. Now, these is his servants. This is his vineyard. He leased it out to these folks. They doing this to his servants. Verse 37 says, then last of all, he sent his son. What? Last of all. Ain't nobody else coming after him now. Because he done sent servants. And then more servants and more, right? So they rejected him. So last of all, he sent his son to them saying, they will respect my son. I know they're going to respect my son. It's my son. They respect him. Verse 38 says, but when the vine dresser saw the son, now remember, they ain't nothing but somebody he leased it out to. Why he going to a far country? But when the vine dressers, verse 38, saw the son, they said among themselves, look at what they said. This is Matthew chapter 21, verse 38. Look at what they said. When the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. So they knew who the son was. This is the heir. This is the son. But instead of them being humble and repenting and all this, look what it is. Come, let us kill him. This is the son. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. Let us kill him and steal his inheritance. The thief only comes to steal, to kill and destroy. They wanted to kill Jesus and steal his inheritance. Who that sound like? Satan. But this is man doing this. Man's deeds are evil. And then Satan just feeding their evil deeds. You see what I'm saying? He feeding them. They don't want the truth. Come, let us kill him. This son, we know this the son, but let us kill him and seize his inheritance, take his inheritance. So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. That's what they did to the owner of the vineyard's son. Guess what y'all did? Verse 40. Matthew chapter 21, verse 40. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? Now what? That ain't how the story ends. They killed him. He resurrected, number one. Right? And then it says, what do you think the owner? They still got to do a deal with God. He the owner. Yeah, if you got a high position, it ain't yours. It's for God. It's God. You better be acknowledging him. Especially if you got a position that influences a lot of people. Yeah, you're a leader. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? Verse 41 says, they said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably. He will do what? He will destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their season. Yeah, he gonna lease it out. So he gonna destroy those who think it's theirs, right? And he gonna lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their season. Gonna give him the glory, knowing that we are stewards, not owners. You know what I'm saying? We manage the stuff. God owns it. Verse 42 says, yeah, we manage the earth. God owns the earth. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? Jesus, whom they rejected. They building life and they building systems and everything without Jesus. He's the cornerstone. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. They're going to take it from them because they ain't producing nothing for him. They're going to give it to you and me, who is producing glory for God. Verse 44, Matthew chapter 21, we almost finished, says, and whoever falls on this stone will be broken. Yeah, whoever falls on this stone. The truth, yeah, hard like that stone, all right, fall on it and let it break you. But on whomever it falls, it will grind him into powder, because you don't want it to fall on you. So fall on the truth, let it break you and make you, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Ain't no putting that back. Yeah, I'm grounding him into powder. There's no putting that back. Verse 45 says, now when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them. Yeah, y'all evil. Yeah, the chief priests, Pharisees, they were evil. So they heard him speaking his stories, his parables, and they perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes. They scared of the people because they took him for a prophet. And if you look at it, these leaders today are scared of the people. They scared of the people's reaction. Yeah, because they ain't up with people, but the people are the majority. Yeah, you got a bunch of leaders, but you got a whole bunch of people. You know what I'm talking about? You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, we the people still in it. You know what I'm talking about? But we the people need to submit to God and resist the devil and make him flee. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, we finish. 2 Kings chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 40, Matthew chapter 21. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Oh, yeah, you got that power in you. Recognize, man. Work your faith. Get the power going. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We get at you next time.
Can you turn me up a little bit? Just to... Yeah. Lord, I was thinking, Lord, I was thinking about your mercy and grace, and how you listen to me every time that I pray, and how you wake me up each and every day. Lord, you're so good to me, I just gotta say. You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did. You were always there, even when I slipped. And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall. Yours is the only name that I know I can call. You're so good, Lord, you're so good. You're full of forgiveness, and you never asked why. Because of Calvary Cross, where you hung, bled, and died. My cup runneth over, and it never runs dry. It makes me question, Lord, oh, why are you so good? You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did. You were always there, even when I slid. And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall. Yours is the only name that I know I can call. You so good, Lord, you're so good, Lord, you're so good.
You're so good.
You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did.
You're so good.
You were always there, even when I sleep.
You're so good.
And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall.
You're so good.
Yours is the only name that I know I can call.
You're so good.
You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did.
KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind, not realizing it's the inside that's just they own shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where He brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the light. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the life. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't done man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gon' do? Cause I'm gon' go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. God made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap? Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the light. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal, they make their music sound like him. And him and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us, cause it's still real ripping, leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, He is the life.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.